Are you ready?
Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Mandalay Bay Arena in Las Vegas for the Andre Ward Sergey Kovalev 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A little technical difficulties there, but we are all good now. And we're going to jump right in with a guest here. Not even going to bother with
keep it rolling.
Yeah, because we have, I tell you what, Roc Nation has done such a great job with these fights. And Michael Yormark, President and Chief of Branding and Strategy, is with us. And Michael, you got to be pretty happy with the way this one's going so far in terms of how are the ticket sales going. And
you know, we are. You know, we still have some tickets that we need to sell. Tickets are available at AXIS.com, AXIS.com, and obviously we're cautiously optimistic about the pay-per-view on Saturday night on HBO. But yeah, I mean, a lot of buzz building this week here in Las Vegas. This is arguably the fight of the year. You got two great champions, you got two great fighters that really dislike each other, that don't respect each other, which really fuels the anticipation and the curiosity around the fight. So we're pumped up, and I can't wait.
Because it seemed like when we were out here, or when we talked to these guys before the first fight, it seemed like there was sort of a mutual respect for each other. And then they had a fantastic fight that really could have gone either way. And now there's all this bad blood, and they suddenly don't respect each other anymore, which is very strange to me. Normally, when you fight a man and it's that close, there's an inherent respect that comes with it, and these guys seem to have lost it.
I think I agree with you, and I think that was the case probably immediately right after the fight. But, you know, Sergey started making excuses. He started calling Andre a paper champion. He started saying, if we get a rematch, you know, I'm going to knock him out. I'm going to end his career. He's made lots of different comments via, you know, his social handles. You know, listen, it is what it is. I mean, at the end of the day, Andre Ward, Team Ward, Roc Nation, you know, we're a first-class organization. We like to do things first class. We're not going to stoop to that level. We've only reacted to some of the things that have come out of his camp and main events as well. But at the end of the day, listen, man, you can't hide. You got to get in that ring on Saturday night. You got to weigh in tomorrow. You know, this morning he opted not to sit down with the media when he was committed to doing so. He pulled a no-show a couple of weeks ago during the Canelo Chavez fight when he was supposed to be here, interviewed with Andre on that fight on HBO pay-per-view. And then today you saw what happened. I mean, he midway through the press conference, he stood up and walked out. We've rattled him. We've gotten into his head. And for him, that's not a good position to be in, okay? There's no question that we've gotten to him. And he doesn't want to stand toe-to-toe with Andre. You saw that even during the press tour, all right? He doesn't want to do the face-off. He didn't want to do a face-off today. But he's going to have to face off later this week.
I'm so surprised by it, and you're right. Kovalev does seem like he's been mentally bested here, which is surprising to me because I would think after that first fight, you know, the whole narrative going into the fight was how impossible it is to hit Andre Ward. And the fight started, and immediately Andre Ward was on the mat. And I would think that would have been a mental advantage for Kovalev that he seems to have just thrown away. And I don't know if it's mind games that he's tried to play that have backfired, but it surprises me that he's on the lower end of that, even though he lost the fight. I mean, I think everyone would say that was a close fight. It could have gone either way. But the fact that he did what everybody said he couldn't do immediately, I would think he would feel like he has some sort of an edge.
Yeah, but, you know, if you think about it, the last six or seven rounds, Andre figured him out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. No one's been able to figure him out. And I think in the back of his mind, you know, listen, Sergey Kovalev at this point of his career is not going to change his style. But Andre figured the style out. Now, listen, yes, Andre got into the ring a little bit slow. He started a little bit slow. It took him time to get into the fight. But once he caught his groove, he dominated that fight. Okay? And unlike Andre, Sergey was not able to change direction, to change course, to adjust to what he was seeing from Andre Ward.
Right.
That's right. And so the question is, with an eight-week training camp, is he going to be able to make the adjustments? Okay? To fight DeAndre Ward, not that he saw the first three or four rounds, but that he saw the last six rounds. And by the way, Andre will be much better during this fight than he was even during the last six rounds. He's in better shape. Okay? He's in the best shape of his career. Mentally, okay, he's in the best place he's ever been. And he knows what to expect. Okay? And so we're going to look. You heard what Andre said today. Okay? You're going to see a different Andre Ward. Okay? He is so confident. And he knows exactly what he needs to do. He's got a great corner. He's got a great trainer in Virgil. And, you know, he's ready to go to work.
If Kovalev wins this fight, we obviously know what's next. If Ward wins this fight, where does Andre Ward go from here? Because that means he's basically cleaned out the light heavyweight division. What happens for Andre Ward going forward?
You know, we really haven't talked about it. You know, at this point of Andre's career, it's really one, you know, let me take one fight at a time. Let me get through that fight. Let me enjoy the moment, and then we'll discuss. And that's exactly what happened after this fight. I mean, you know, Andre said in his post-fight comments back in November, I'm going to enjoy the moment. I'm going to go through the holidays, and then I'll decide what I want to do. And that's exactly what happened. You know, Andre and I texted a lot during the holidays, but it wasn't until really probably the second week of January that we actually spoke and we said, hey, champ, what do you want to do? And at that point, he said, listen, I want to do the rematch. I said, okay, let's go to work. Let us go to work and see if we can make the right deal for you. And I think that's gonna, you know, be the same process after this fight.
When he says, I want to do the rematch, did he feel like, because there was controversy, did he feel like this a rematch would be an opportunity for him to basically close the book on it and prove once and for all the first time it didn't have to be as close as it was? Is that how you took it?
I think there's some motivation there. I think, you know, Andre's a very proud guy, and you know, even though he doesn't really listen to what people say, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you hear that stuff. And I think this is a fight for his legacy, but it's also a fight where he can say, okay, there is no doubt. There is no doubt that I am the best fighter in the world. There is no doubt who is the king of the light heavyweight division. There is no doubt who's better between me and Sergey Kovalev. That's the opportunity that Andre has on Saturday night, and that's the one he's going to take advantage of.
I feel like maybe not enough people are talking about the undercard for this, but Rigondeaux is a hell of a story and a hell of a fighter. I think that's another selling point to this fight. Am I wrong?
It is. Listen, you know, to be honest with you, when you go back to the first fight, especially the pay-per-view results, you know, we had no bouts on that card on the pay-per-view portion that would appeal to the Latin community.
Right.
And so it was very important for us to diversify the card. And obviously, you know, we love Rigondeaux. He's our fighter. This is a great opportunity for him. It's a great platform for him. We think he adds a lot to the fight. Andre loves him. Andre really respects him. You saw that today. So I agree with you. I think from top to bottom, this card is far superior than the one that we saw in November. I think it's going to help us ultimately with the pay-per-view.
What was the decision behind going from T-Mobile, where you guys did the first fight, to coming here at Mandalay?
Well, you know, listen, we had a great event here with Cotto Canelo, you know, was at the Mandalay Bay. You know, we love this arena. It's smaller. It's more intimate. The sight lines are great. The history here is magnificent. We just thought that the change in venue would be great, you know, for this particular fight. The other factor is, you know, and not to go too much into the business side of it, but, you know, the T-Mobile is a joint venture between AEG and MGM. And so working through two different parties to get things done is a little bit more challenging. Here, you're dealing with MGM. We love Richard Sturm. He's got full control. Sid Greenfeig, who works on Richard's team, is our day-to-day guy. He's our point guy, and he's been just incredible to work with. And they have just rolled out the red carpet for us in every which way. And so it's been a little bit easier from our perspective working with a facility that's controlled by MGM as opposed to a facility that's controlled by two different parties.
I want to ask you, is from a marketing perspective, Andre is such a great fighter, but he's also such a cool person. We've had an opportunity to interview him many times. He's not controversial. He goes about his business. He does it with class. Does Kovalev acting up a little bit help from a hype standpoint? Because, you know, Andre's not going to do that kind of thing.
You know, it's all about the hype, you know, and I don't care what anybody says. At the end of the day, you got to create a reason for people to buy the fight. And I think what you saw today just adds a little bit, you know, more flavor, you know, to this fight. To your point, I mean, Andre's a first-class guy. He's not going to go out there. He's not going to call out his opponent. He's always going to respect his opponent. He's never going to look past an opponent. For him, this is about business. It's very serious. Kovalev, what you've seen with him, is he's just very emotional. And really hasn't brought much into the promotion, to be honest with you. You know, it's interesting. You talk about marketing. Kathy Duva and her team have been in the business for 39 years, yet they've had Kovalev for 5 years. He's got no following. You look at his social handle. You look at the fact that he can't sell tickets. He's not really, you know, a guy that's built for pay-per-view. You know, the last time he was at the Mandalay Bay as a champion, I think they sold 2,000 seats. So I'm just curious as to what they've done to really build his career. And if I'm Sergey, I'm saying, hey, what has Main Event done to build my career? I mean, listen, I'm fighting in big fights, but at the end of the day, there's got to be more than that. That's my question from a marketing standpoint. Well, why haven't they marketed this guy? Listen, Triple G is a household name. Okay, he's a household name. Why can't Kovalev be a household name?
All right, that's Michael Yermark. And I tell you what, appreciate the time and great stuff. And good luck with the fight Saturday night. I'm looking forward to it. We were talking about there's so many big fights coming up. This is the one that I am most interested in from just a pure fighting standpoint because I think these two guys are terrific. And big fan of Andre's, man. So appreciate you spending some time with us.
Thank you so much.
Say hello to Jay-Z for us. Okay. And David Gow told us to tell you hello.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, guys.
All right.
Jay-Z knows me. He'll know. He'll know.
We party together.
Beyonce, too. Tell her.
Oh, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to text the show, we'll be happy to take your text. You can also tweet us at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow, at Degenerates 975. And we had to jump right in with the guests there. So now it's reset, and you can tell the people if they're miserable in their jobs, there's hope.
You can get a new one. There's always hope. And if you know, it's not too late to start over. It's not too late to check into a life working with computers, working in IT. What if I told you that you don't need a math or computer background to start an IT career? Because it's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Check it out. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. When you're there, take a free career evaluation, and it'll let you know if this is the right gig for you. My Computer Career is where you can get trained for the high-demand field of IT and start your life as a new IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. Think about that. 3 to 4 months from now, you can have a totally different job, making more money, not working out in the heat or the rain or whatever it may be. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they partner with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, so go take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Mandalay Bay Arena in Las Vegas for the Andre Ward Sergey Kovalev 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, getting ready for Ward Kovalev 2. And we've got a Massage Heights gift card, John.
Yes, we do. I've posted a thread on Facebook, and if you guys want to have a chance to win this Massage Heist gift card, all you have to do is go to that post, and you're going to have to post a funny story about how your dad may have injured himself, or it could have been your husband. We're going to pick two for today to win, and show Dad how much he means this Father's Day with ESPN 97.5 and Massage Heights. A 90-minute massage is only $74.99. Gift cards are available because even the toughest guys need a break sometimes. With 31 Houston locations, there's one near you. Massage Heights provides massages that fit your life at an affordable price. And I'll just read a couple of off here for you, and we'll go through the rest of the show, and we'll pick two that are the best. Marty says, I must have been 11 or 12, definitely in my angst years. My dad was a big fan of physical punishment, but I knew his limits. Part of why he made me take martial arts as I grew up, so I learned to defend myself better. So one time, I remember just breaking something on his car that was a big no-no. Dad took me out back, and as if we were about to have our own UFC match, I must have caught my dad on an off day and managed to break his nose. Ooh. Almost looked like Owen Wilson for a second. Fast forward 28 years, I'm a father myself, and my grandpa often wonders if I have if I had it just rough on my kids as he was, I'd tell him no, and I think not much of it until my dad sucker punched me, breaking my nose, and saying I'm doing a good job raising my own boys. That was one weird day after church. So that's one from Marty, and I'll go through and read these and pick out some of the best ones. And two, by about 6:30, 6:30 is a good time to pick a winner, right?
Yeah, 6:30 is perfect.
Yeah, we'll do 6:30.
That'll be 4:30 our time.
Yes, 4:30 your time. Yeah. We'll pick two. If you have any good stories about your father or your husband, post them on our Facebook page.
Okay. That was a pretty good one. You're breaking dad's nose. So, I don't know if you saw this. I know you guys were talking about McGregor Mayweather. Did you see who's happiest about that fight? Bunny Ranch and Sherry's Ranch.
Oh, I'm sure.
They've launched super fight packages minutes after it was made official. Sherry's is offering the ultimate VIP Enos package, of course.
And what's that entail?
For a mere $100,000, you get two tickets to the fight, along with some pre-fight action with all 24 girls on staff.
Okay, for how much?
$100,000. Fight tickets.
Two fight tickets, and you can bang all 24 girls?
24 girls, yes.
That seems like overkill.
A little bit, to me.
And like, wouldn't it be better to get, like, 20 grand? Just get, like, two girls?
Yeah.
And then fight tickets?
Well, here's what the Bunny Ranch is doing. Two for one special. Two girls for the price of one.
I gotta be honest. I feel like guys who need to buy hookers, they're not gonna be able to handle two women at a time.
Probably not.
It just seems like overkill to me.
If you're
having to pay for sex, you're probably not the kind of dude that can handle two women at once, or at least to anything.
I don't know.
Like in any way that you'd be proud of.
I don't know. Maybe it's just you're one of those guys that just doesn't want to mess with all the other stuff and say, "Hey, I'm paying for this," and
maybe
boom,
so.
Go. But the one thing that I'm kind of, when we stay in the MGM, it is just always full of pay-per-views.
Yes.
It's ridiculous. If you come in late, you've got five of them trying to catch you going to your room, which is and most of them are pretty disgusting. Well, last night, and the one thing that I noticed when we were flying over that you tend to forget, because we don't get here in June a lot. A lot of kids, a lot of families, which also very annoying in the airport. But I'm walking to the room, and there's this Asian chick that starts approaching me that's clearly a pay-per-view. Pretty hot.
Okay. Did you negotiate?
No. Oh. She's like, "You ready?" "For what?" "I go to a room." "No, you don't." "I'm going to the room by myself. I actually have work to do." I do all kinds of things. And while she's saying this, like, a mom is walking by with, like, these 10- and 12-year-old girls. And I'm like, really? This is what we're going to get here is pay-per-view in front of 10- and 12-year-old girls?
That's sweet.
No, it's not sweet. I found it disgusting. I have to say, man, I must be getting old. I'm not partying.
You don't like hookers anymore?
No, I never really did. But, yeah. Oh, 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. But if I were ever going to do that, I would want to go to someplace like a Bunny Ranch.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, you know, they actually give them health tests and things like that.
Yeah, that's probably the way to go.
But I would, yeah, it doesn't matter now. I'm too old and married for this stuff. But, yeah, I still prefer the meet somebody, get them drunk thing.
That's the Vegas way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Walter wants to know, does the other person you're taking the fight have to show up at the Bunny Ranch too? # asking for a friend. And Arian Speed is asking, you double and triple up on a few of the 24 girls if some don't seem appealing. Well, that's the thing. There's no way that you're going to be into all 24 girls. I don't care how hot that they think they are. Nobody is going to be into all of them.
Well,
I mean, I like different flavors and everything.
Listen, like, let's say I gave you the opportunity to sleep with every Playboy Playmate of the month from 2013 to 2014. You think there's one you're going to kick out of bed?
Well,
I mean, one might not be your favorite.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, are we talking about, do I have to, I mean, if I'm just doing it to say that I did that,
that's what it's about.
That's like you and your barbecue.
Yeah, I mean, that's the accomplishment, is that you had sex with 24 women.
But if it's basically I could do that without having to worry about it, I might.
Also, what's the timeline on this?
Well, that's the thing. Is it
you're an older gentleman now.
Well, is it 2 years like your barbecue?
How many a day do you think you could knock out? I mean, realistically.
Realistically, 3.
Okay.
Maybe 4.
4?
Maybe 4.
Look at you. Oh, because you've got that boner pill sponsorship now.
I'm not actually – I mean, I don't actually use that.
But you could if you needed to.
Yeah, I could. That would do it.
That'd be the way to do
it. No, I think max. Now we're talking max 4.
Okay. But then let's say you did 4 one day. There's no way you could do 4 the next day.
Oh, sure I could.
You think so?
It's anything else. Like when you work out, you know how you build up muscle and stuff? The more you do it, the more stamina you get? Yeah, I'm pretty sure I could.
All right.
I mean, just speculating here. This is all pure speculation.
Okay.
But there would be, if it weren't just about the accomplishment, I'm sure there'd be 2 or 3 that'd be like, this chick does not do it for me.
Yeah.
Because there's certain looks that I'm not attracted to, I just find gross.
Okay.
And I'll give you a good example. Like yesterday when Holly posted her hottie of the day on sports and stuff, I took one look at that chick and was like, no.
You put an ugly girl on your website?
No, she thinks she's hot. That's her opinion. I looked at it, and I'm kind of like, no, not for me.
Let's see.
She doesn't have the look I like.
I've got to.
Now, if you tell me I could bang every redheaded Playboy Playmate of the Month, then I would probably go for that.
How do I get to the hottie of the day?
I'll have to find it for you because it was yesterday. You're a day behind.
Oh, it's like it totally flips over daily?
Yeah, it should be under new this week somewhere.
All right.
Drunk Holly does it again. There you
okay.
go. Okay. Yeah, see, easy to find. All right, 713-780-3776.
Oh, this one you're passing on?
Yeah, that's just not my kind of look.
Yeah,
part of it's a shaved head. It just doesn't work for me. I mean, it's not – because, I mean, if she were bald, that'd be one thing. But she's kind of got the shave on the side and the – not my type.
She's not my favorite, but I don't think I'd say no if I at the Bunny Ranch that was one of the 24 on the menu.
Well, if that's one of the 24 and I don't need all 24, like I can pick the best 15, she's not going to make my cut.
But if you've got 24 rounds.
I'm just saying I don't think I would enjoy it very much.
Okay.
All right. Is that fair enough?
That's fair.
How the hell did we get on this?
I don't know.
713-780-ESP is your number, 713-780-3776. And, tell the people about my computer.
Wait a minute. I just told the people about my computer career last break.
I think what he meant to say was tell the people about Window World.
Now, that's something I can get behind. Jong is screwing up, but I'm not. Fred, thank you for saving the show. Jong was about to make me do another live read that I didn't need to do.
You just did last segment.
Yeah. You know what? Energy bills are going up. It's summertime. Every day you're throwing money out the window unless you have energy-efficient replacement windows from Window World. You can get a premium quality double-hung, double-pane window for just $189. It comes with a lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage. So let's say your stupid kid is mowing the lawn and sends a rock flying through your window pane. Guess what? They're going to come fix it for free. How great is that? And then if you move, when you sell the house, the warranty transfers over to the new owners. That's an added selling point on your house as well. Guys, give them a call for a risk-free estimate. There's no hassles, no high pressure. It's just a free estimate. You got nothing to lose. Give them a call, 713-439-1172. They'll come out to your house, tell you what it'll cost to get it done. If you don't like it, no problem. If you're down, they'll get to work. You go to windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Mandalay Bay Arena in Las Vegas for the Andre Ward Sergey Kovalev 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Mandalay Bay, getting you ready for Ward Kovalev 2. First segment, did you guys talk at all about your young Astros performing last night?
Excuse me.
We had to get that done. We had to get that one out of the way.
I knew it was going to happen.
We got to start putting over-unders on when these are going to happen.
Fred, I
should have known as soon as you pulled a Pepsi over here.
This is the first soda that I have had in probably at least 2 years.
Yeah, I can't ever recall seeing you drink soda.
I don't drink soda, but I do need a bump. When I don't eat food, I need a bump. And because we were in that stupid credentials office for so long, I didn't have time to eat. I'm guessing we missed the media meal here, provided there was one. So I needed a bump, and I opened a Pepsi, and it's gross.
Yeah.
I will say that I will never endorse Pepsi as a product. I don't believe in it.
I've never liked Pepsi.
But I needed something, and it was Pepsi or Diet Pepsi for my caffeine fix for the day. And I went with the real one, the OG Pepsi.
See, I'm fine. I should be a little lightheaded by now, having not eaten anything.
You also don't sleep as much as I do.
No,
I don't know how you do it.
I guess whatever we got in last night was probably about midnight, and I did a little work on the website for about 20 minutes, went to bed, got up at 5 local time, no, 4:30, and then did a bunch of work on the website, and then went for a run, went to the gym, had a conference call, had all this stuff going on, and for some reason, I'm still just, right now, I'm fine. Now, I can't tell you how I'm going to feel in an hour.
Right.
It might all hit me, but I've still got tons of energy and haven't had a bite to eat, but I'm also looking forward to Burger Bar.
Oh, yeah.
Because...
Oh, yeah.
I still have plenty of calories left in the day, obviously, so some of them will get killed off there at Burger Bar. But I think we're going to hit Mandalay up for that 10 p.m. tournament tonight.
There we go.
See what kind of damage we can do. And but this is kind of different for me being here and not drinking.
Yeah.
It's weird, though. I haven't at any point thought, oh, man, I need a drink. It's just kind of like, I'm feeling really good right now.
Good for you.
We'll see how long it lasts. I'm not. There's no way I'm staying an entire weekend in Vegas without a couple.
That'd be weird.
It would be, and I think you'd have.
And you've got a few days still. I mean,
yeah. I mean, it's only our first day.
You're staying for the fight, right?
Yeah, I'm staying for the fight.
Okay.
So, I'm either staying for the fight or I'm playing event number 33 over at the Rio.
Okay.
I haven't decided
yet. But you're staying until Sunday.
Yeah, I'm here until Sunday.
Okay.
So, and I've got a couple friends that I haven't seen that I'm looking forward to seeing while I'm out here. So, gonna make a nice trip out of it. But yeah, I'm trying to behave. And so far, so good, but it's only Thursday. Tomorrow could be a totally different story. It's like, dude, I told you not to have that fourth drink just because you thought you had enough calories. Yeah, that's what could happen. Hey, but did you get a chance to talk about the Astros kids?
We talked a little bit about Derek Fisher and hoping that he, never faced Matt Barnes of the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, that's a hilarious story. That would be great.
And
they play this weekend. It could happen.
Yeah. And B, that he's another guy on the Astros who's trying to steal my look by going with the bald beard look. Gattis, McCann both did it, and now this guy. So it seems like all the Astros, once they get here, they decide to be bald bearded guys.
Well, very good outing for Francis Martez, who was not good in his earlier outings out of the bullpen, but a strong 5 innings last night. And we were talking yesterday about how the bats have to get it together. They did.
Yeah.
And that's that Rangers bullpen, sooner or later, they were going to get to, and clearly they did. But it's good to see guys like Fisher and Martez play well, because not so much that they can help you down the road, but, hey, the better they look,
the more valuable they are as trade pieces.
Yeah, absolutely. Or they develop into a player you can use. Either way. Michael says, hey, Fred, wallet check. I'm on that this time. I'm not going to say what I did to protect everything, but I'm on that.
Okay.
I'll just it's not happening this time.
And I've never had any problems with it, but because I'm now nervous because of your cautionary tale.
Right.
So I decided to leave a credit card and one of my government IDs back at the room, like in the safe in my room.
Yeah, that's one of the things I did, like my global reentry and my driver's license.
There you go.
I'm not, because those things are the hardest things to replace. And actually the hardest thing, and I still haven't replaced it, is my Social Security card.
Okay.
Because just logging onto that site, they kick you out like 3 times.
Yeah.
So... but other than that, I'm covered, and I'm not carrying cash except for okay, just here's enough to play poker.
What are you playing with? Yeah.
And then if I win, it goes in the safe. So I am not going to let that happen again.
All right.
Under any circumstances. Plus, I'm not going to be stumbling around drunk, and when somebody bounces into you, you're going to know they tried to rip you off.
Of course.
713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to text the show. 713-780-3776. And speaking of the whole Barnes Fisher thing, did you see that the Braves drafted a catcher named Jake Taylor?
No.
Yeah. So there's your next Major League 3 when they do that.
That's great.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Now if they can only get Rick Vaughn.
Yeah, they need a Rick Vaughn. They need a Willie Mays Hayes.
Yeah, that one may be harder to come across.
Yeah. But the other story I wanted to get to real quick before we we're already up on the gym of the day here.
Yeah.
Did you see the story about the
time flies when you're getting your anus searched while I'm doing the show.
And missing a segment and a half.
Yeah.
Blair Robertson is a psychic. And I don't know if you saw what happened to him, but he was sitting in a restaurant in Canada when a white Lexus crashed through the front window, launching him into the air and pinning him against the wall.
Oh, boy.
He said, "I didn't foresee it happening."
No joke.
Yeah, because if you saw that, if you were that good of a psychic, you're not sitting there.
No.
No, you're sitting somewhere else. In fact, maybe you put somebody you want to get rid of in that seat. Like, oh, I don't know, your wife, or maybe your parents are getting irritating and you want to inherit. But he said he was having lunch with a mentor and fellow psychic. So neither one of them?
Yeah. Or maybe.
You're 0-2.
Or maybe the other psychic did see it coming and was like,
I'm going to take over
his clientele.
Exactly.
Maybe.
But he had an injured left rib, swollen leg, bruises throughout his body, and whiplash. But he's amazed he's still alive. There must have been angels there. Okay, maybe.
Or maybe just got lucky.
Yeah. Police said the 85-year-old woman who was driving the car was not impaired.
Yeah.
But she's 85, so she is impaired. It gets back to old people shouldn't drive. So, all right, 713-780-ESP at your number, 713-780-3776. Detroit says you guys should have gone next weekend. I'll be out there with my first paycheck in 13 years without child support. Congratulations on that. That is a big moment. I haven't experienced that moment yet. Well, half of it.
Okay.
But that's a very big moment for you. Unfortunately, there's no fight next weekend, so we cannot be here.
No, we're not waiting around.
All right, we'll take a very quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Mandalay Bay Arena in Las Vegas for the Andre Ward, Sergey Kovalev 2. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. It's fun. It's sun. It's a volleyball tournament. And it's a beach party. Sunfest 2017 presented by Pacifico. Celebrate summer with ESPN 97.5 Saturday. Grab your sunscreen, beach towel, chair, and head out to East Beach to play volleyball. Look for hidden treasure in a beach dig and hang out with your favorite sports radio hosts, not named Fred and AJ. Log on to ESPN975.com for all the details and find out how you can play to win a four-night stay at any Red Roof Inn in the USA. Also, I was supposed to do this one at 4 o'clock, so Sunday is, Sunday is Father's Day. ESPN975 and Massage Heights want to celebrate all dads with you. Today we'll give you three $100 gift cards to Massage Heights for the funniest My Dad Hurt Himself by story, which you'll post on Facebook. John will read them all. Listen to John Rahill with Dell, The Usual Suspects, and The Blitz for your chance to win a $100 gift card to Massage Heights for Father's Day. And then the HD show with Fred Davis and All-Pro Henry Thomas coming up at 7 p.m. All right, after all that, time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
the gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Bannock Jeweler gym of the day.
All right, John, this one kind of applies to you. People steal your food from the office all the time, right?
All the time.
That's why I don't bring food to the office.
Well, but John's there all day, so it's either that or he has to go down and eat out every single day. And what about the refrigerator? Do people steal stuff from the refrigerator? John?
What's that, sorry?
Do people steal stuff from the refrigerator on you?
Not the refrigerator, more off my desk.
Okay, but it does happen, right? People steal stuff out of that refrigerator.
Yes.
Okay. Where's the last place you think people would rip off stuff from a refrigerator as far as offices go?
I don't know. I mean, like if you worked at a food store or a restaurant?
Well, they still might steal your food.
How about the police station?
Police station's kind of the last place I would think
yeah.
that somebody would steal stuff, right? Well,
is this cop on cop crime?
This is cop on cop crime.
Man.
In England, at Halifax Police Station in West Yorkshire, apparently so many other police officers were stealing their milk that they have to now put padlocks on it in the refrigerator. So, okay, first off.
That's a hard times.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty rough when you have to, in a police station, you have to put padlocks on the milk.
That's rough. On the milk?
On their milk.
I don't know. I don't trust. I barely trust the milk in my own fridge.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a. I can't tell you the last time I drank milk, but if I took milk to work,
yeah,
I wouldn't expect somebody to drink it. Right. That's one of
That's
those
weird.
Things that you just kind of say, okay, this is nobody's going to drink milk.
Yeah.
Now, if I put beer in there, and it's really good beer, somebody's probably going to have one. So I'm probably writing off like, okay, if it's a six pack, I'm losing two of them.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. I get that. But milk, who would steal that? Especially out of a police station. Regardless, your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
So, John, I'm getting a lot of complaints about the connection and the signal. Is this one of those long story things, or do we have an issue?
We're working on it, addressing it.
Okay.
Your fault or our fault?
Neither.
Okay.
It's a long story.
AD's fault?
No, it's a long story.
Okay.
Okay, well.
Hopefully it gets resolved soon.
All right, so is the stream any better? Or?
Yeah, the stream's fine. It's just people that are listening to it on the radio.
All right, well, we need to get that fixed. Just a suggestion. Hey, I don't think I'm going to be getting outside much this weekend, but... Did you see the forecast for Las Vegas?
No.
Sunny all weekend, right?
Okay.
Today, being Thursday, a high of 105.
Oh,
we're already
no.
at 104. Guess what? That is the lowest high of the week.
Oh, no.
Check this out. Tomorrow, 106. Saturday, 108. Sunday, a high of 109, and Monday, 112 degrees. We will be gone by then, thankfully. But I know it gets hot here. I mean, it's a desert, right?
Yeah.
But 112? Is that not...
That's too much. It's too damn high.
Yeah.
It's too damn high. What are the highs going to be like in the morning? Like I like to go for a
right,
run sometimes.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like this morning it was nice. It's 71, 75, 77.
The problem is I need my run to end at around the time the bar at Whole Foods opens.
So, yeah, we have
otherwise, it's a wasted run.
Because I like to get out before 7 and get my
Oh,
run
not me.
Because then it's still like 70. Tomorrow will be 75.
I need that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Yeah, well, everyone has their motivation. That's not a bad one. No one's saying it is.
Yeah.
But Blaine says, it's a dry heat. It's not that hot, LOL.
Right.
Yeah, 112 is hot. Although it's interesting because, well, I guess this morning when I was out running, it wasn't that. It was in the 70s. But I don't sweat as much as I do at home when it's like 100 at home. And I think it's just the humidity.
Yeah.
But it's still stifling, man. It, especially, like, if you're standing outside waiting on a cab. But, yeah, I'm still, John, I'm getting a lot of stuff. People can't hear a word we're saying. So.
All right.
I would hope we can figure that out. And if not, oh, well.
Oh, well.
I mean, go to the stream.
Yep.
Steven, who is the resident weather genius on Houston sports and stuff, says, to be fair, the heat index won't be too far from that in Houston over the weekend. Okay, well, thank God I'm not going to be outside in Houston.
Yeah. No thanks.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing the heat index here is pretty substantial.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't know how you figure out the heat index. I don't pretend to be a weather genius like Steven. But I'm guessing if it's 112 actual temperature, the heat index is higher than that. I mean, it wouldn't be lower.
No.
I'm not good at math.
I'm not either. Oh, and I'm not good at weather. But I don't pretend to be. Hey, I've got a story yesterday that I wanted to tell.
Oh, yeah?
And didn't have time to. We ran out of time. But I think on the other side of the break, maybe we can discuss the worst possible thing you could ever do to your boss.
Okay.
And this is something for us to think about with Todd. I wouldn't do this to Jong, and I wouldn't do it to David Gao, but maybe Todd.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that on the other side of the break.
All right. We will do that. I did get one text that says, here, you're just fine here at Saloon Door, which
they're rocking and rolling out
there.
They're
rocking and rolling at Saloon
Door. Fire blasting.
And you need to go check them out because I love that place, and we're down there all the time. Great collection of beers. If you want to watch the Astros, that's your place to do it because they've got two projector screens. They've got you covered. Any other sport that's going on, they've got you covered. And if you like beer, whatever flavor you like, they've got. And they're just cool people, Jason and Austin and Jeff and Josh and all the guys down there. They really have created a great atmosphere. It's Webster's Brewery. Great selection of beers and just a great time. And Wednesday night they have trivia night. Tonight they have the Brews and Bites. So go check that out. Very easy to find. 105 Magellan Circle, Suite A in Webster. It's basically less than a half mile behind Cinemark and Cheddar's. It's off I-45 South. So if you're heading down to Galveston or anywhere else, stop in and check them out. And for more info, you can go to saloondoorbrewing.com. Go check out the Tasty AF. It won the Houston Beer Guide's March Beer Bracket for Best Beer in Houston. And you know how good of beers we have in Houston, so that's a big deal. So go by, check them out. Great people, great beer, great time. Saloon Door Brewing in Webster. It's the tastiest draw in the West.
ESPN 97.5.